Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
And it's 9:49 and time for our opening commodity market report. And Dave, the big question is, can our ag listeners put us over the top here?
For a third straight day, Dan.
Well, you're within eight calls here, so let's see what happens.
Eight calls to go. Two of those calls need to be new subscribers or lapsed subscribers. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. A $40 pledge will get you in on that challenge. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. If you've never given to this radio station before, we encourage you to go out and kick the AM 580 agricultural tires and see how you like them over the next year at that $40 level. I'm going to go right out to Les Schulte in Pledge Central and see what progress we're making. Well, I thought I was going out to Les Schulte and Pledge
Hello?
Central.
Hello, there we are. Now we can go out to Les Schulte and Pledge Central. Seven calls to go. I think we need seven calls to go to make this challenge, Dave. And actually, to sweeten the deal even a little bit more, of course, AgriGold Hybrids and Farm Credit Services, they're each adding $5 to every pledge that comes in support of agricultural services. You say, I want to make sure I'm take advantage of that ag matching dollars. That's $10 onto your pledge. They're doing that up to 100 pledges during this drive. So and then you go on that other challenge that helps us make this $500 challenge from Louise Allen. But we only have 10 minutes. We need seven calls at right now at 217-244-9455. Two new 217-244-9455. This is a great service. People, tell me this all the time in the ag business, that this is it's a diminishing service on the radio. If you appreciate the fact that it's here, don't take it for granted. Call right now at 217-244-9455 and make a $100 contribution.
And I don't want to muddy the waters too much, but I must also mention, Les, that Farm Credit Services and AgriGold Hybrids are also extending the value of their pledges today.
That's right. They are, as I said, they're adding that $5 each, and that's another $10 onto each pledge. That's accounts for up to $1,000, another $1,000 potential. And they're doing it. They already support agricultural services here, but they understand that this is a valuable service, and they understand that this is basically a membership-supported operation. And it's here because you appreciate this service and use it. Call right now. Phone lines are available at 217-244-9455. We probably need six more calls to go, Dave.
And we'll get back to you in just a moment and see how we're doing on those challenges. I want to share with you how prices fared in the resumption of trading. Remember, we give the overnight opens there at 8:49 Central Time every work day, and when the markets are open every day of the week. And they opened like this in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 497.5, down 4 on the open. September, 503, down 6.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 408, down 3.75. September 422, down 3. December 437.5, down 4.5. March at 451, down 6 on the open. July corn opened at 249.25, down 0.25 on the open. September 261, unchanged. December 273.75, down 0.5. March 283.75, down 1. July 297.5, up 0.75 on the open. July oats opened at 187, down 5.5 on the open. September 190, down 5. July beans opened at 581, down 1.5 on the open. August 588, down 1. September 593.75, down 1. November 604.5, down 2.75. January 615, down 1. March 620, down 2.25. May at 624.25. Down 2.75 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 172.50, up 20 on the open. July soybean oil opened at 25, even down 8 on the open. Over at the Merck, May feeders open at 103.37 and a half, up 2.5 on the open. August 107.60 up 17 and a half. September 106.90 down 2.5 on the open. June live cattle open at 78.15 up 20 on the open. August 78.95 up 15. June lean hogs open at 66.10 down 35 on the open. July 64.77 and a half down 17 and a half. August 63.80 down 22 and a half. October 55.80 down 25 on the open. And May bellies opened at 83.50 down 5 on the open.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets, Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
This morning, we saw on the outside markets that the U.S. economy shot forward at a revised upward pace of 5.3 annual percent rate for the first quarter. Trade was looking for something along 5.7, but still pretty strong numbers. What might that mean for the Fed's meeting in June?
Well, I don't know. That's kind of out of my league, trying to figure out what the Fed's going to do. But, you know, my guess is that I think we're in a long-term rising rate market. So, you know, whether or not they level out here and don't do any upward movement in interest rates, you know, that's, you know, I don't know. But my guess is that there's going to be upward pressures to raise interest rates over time. Whether or not they do it in June, I don't know. As a rule, or at least been my observation watching markets here for, I don't know, 30-some years, is that the Fed kind of likes to step out of the political limelight during political election years. So I think if they do raise interest rates, that's probably be about the end of them. I think they'll try to go into hibernation for, you know, between now and November, because they don't want to be the focus of any kind of campaign issues or anything. So at least that's been my observation. So I think if they do raise interest rates, it'd probably be about one more time, and then they kind of back off. But I think next year, watch out. I think any time after the election, if this economy continues to purr like it is, we're in some pretty good inflationary type activity and rising interest rates.
Want to talk to you today about some seasonals in the marketplace, the commodity seasonals, and I want to start with July wheat. And as I look at the charts, it seems to me that they slide into the month of May, maybe correct 50% into June, then slide into new lows in the month of July. At least that appears to be what I'm seeing on the monthly charts. Is that the case? And second, is that the scenario for this year?
My guess is the scenario for this year would be to kind of watch the wheat market for what we call as a short crop, long tail syndrome. And that is, and I know the soft red winter wheat market is altogether different here probably than the soft red winter, or soft red winter wheat's different than the hard red winter wheat. But hard red winter wheat has been the leader of the pack, so to speak, and soft red winter wheat has been getting the support from that. So, you know, the function of the hard red winter wheat market over there, and it may have accomplished some of that, was to increase spring hard wheat acres. The Infoma group kind of indicates that maybe has happened this spring. The other thing was to slow demand or ration supplies, and that may be taking hold. So you have to kind of watch for, you know, the short crop, long tail, which kind of means prices peak early in the new marketing year and have a long tail. And now the new marketing year doesn't begin here for another few days here, but it could very well peak in May and then begin to slide down. So I think you'd have to watch out for something like that.
Dan, don't go away. We're going to ask you the same questions about the beans and the corn in just a minute, but I want to first go out to Les Schulte and Pledge Central and see what progress we're making on our challenge.
We're making progress, Dave. Four calls. This is the magic number right now.
Wow.
217-244-9455. One's a magic number. One more newer lapsed friend to join us right now at 217-244-9455. If you've never made a contribution, do it right now. If it's been over a year since you've made a contribution to WILL, do it right now at 217-244-9455. $500 from Louise Allen, a very generous and ambitious challenge this morning. She'll add $500 when we hit that 50 mark, and we're only four calls away at 217-244-9455.
If you've never made a contribution, a $40 contribution will get you into that challenge. Again, we accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. 217-244-9455. If you're out planning, stop at the end of the row, pick up your cell phone, 217-BIG-WILL. 217-BIG-WILL. Dan Zwicker, what about the seasonals for the corn market, and will they hold this year?
My guess is they very well could. The corn seasonal is such that you can kind of, you know, look for the better pricing opportunities or the higher prices during the, you know, April-May time window. That varies, you know, from year to year. Sometimes, you know, they'll come in early. They'll maybe come in mid-March. Other times they may wait till mid-June type thing. But any time, though, once the crop is planted and it's off and running in a pretty good situation, it's hard to get the corn market to go up in that environment. So I think that's kind of what we've kind of seen here over the past week here is that the crop is planted. There's some indications that the acreage level is going to be maybe up against 80. We ain't going to know that for sure until the June 30th report. So that's kind of up in the air yet for another 30 days or so. So the trade's going to start looking at crop rating levels, and so far so good. The other thing that corn has to wrestle with is that we do have an adequate large supply of nearby inventories that's going to have to be moved out into the marketplace here over the next 60 to 90 days. And I think that and a favorable crop prospects will probably keep corn trending more in a seasonal type situation. But you know, when you look, step back and draw your trend lines, the trend line in corn, everything's in a sideways to higher climb. So, you know, you just kind of got to watch it. But I would say the combination of a favorable growing season and large old crop inventories. But now this old crop inventories may be all done in basis levels. Basis levels continue to widen. I think we're on the verge of seeing, you know, Katrina-type basis levels here fairly soon. I think that's going to come at us here during the month of June and July, more so than maybe August and September. By the time August, September come around, things are on the uptick on basis levels.
We'll ask you about the soybeans in just a second. Les Schulte, how are we doing?
Three calls to go to make this challenge at 217-244-9455. We have reached that 10 new call mark. Thank you very much.
Tremendous.
Join these folks right now. We're only three calls away. We have $500 in challenge money. Remember, if you say ag, mention ag, and then AgriGold and Farm Credit Services, will add another $10, $5 each. They're encouraging you to do this right now. Three more calls at 217-244-9455. We need them right now.
$40 will get you in on that challenge. Again, we accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. 217-244-9455, the number to call. Let's talk about the soybeans, Dan, because to me, they may be one of the more interesting commodities when you look at the fundamentals and then you look at the prices and you can't make the two match up very well. What are you looking for in terms of seasonals for soybeans, and how come we're in this rarefied atmosphere despite these fundamentals?
Well, I don't know if I want to use the word fundamentals, Dave. I would rather use the word you look at current day balance sheets.
Okay.
And current day balance sheets maybe don't match up with the way the market's performing. But you got to understand that current day balance sheets are kind of old news. Fundamentals are working all the time. They're at 24/7, and you got to keep in mind that the market is anticipation And it's looking down the road that maybe world soybean demand is going to be much larger than what is on the balance sheets. It's also indicating that maybe supplies are going to not be quite as large as what is on the balance sheets, because we're already hearing, you know, smaller soybean acres in the U.S., so the market has kind of discounted probably the largest of the numbers. We're already hearing that Brazil acreage could shrink another 10%. So you got to be careful on that. Now, seasonally, beans are kind of, they kind of drag corn a couple months, where corn kind of tops in the April-May time frame. Most of the time, beans are in the May-June time frame. So we're kind of in this window here, again, where beans can roll over and then maybe we work lower as you go on into the August time frame or late July, early August. Again, even though we're maybe going to reduce our acres and the longer term looks more positive, the bean market is still going to have to wrestle with old crop inventory levels that are likely to be moved out into the marketplace here over the next 30, 60 days. So I think the beans, I got some longer-term cyclical work to kind of indicate that beans might be more inclined to be a better commodity in the long pull. Doesn't have to show any meaningful strength in the near term, but as we move into the fall months and next winter, soybeans might be a much better commodity to own than maybe corn, whereas corn, I think, could be, you know, maybe doing the opposite in here over the next couple months or so.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Les Schulte, how are we doing?
We need a hero right now to pick up the phone and call 217-244-9455. Join your 49 other friends who have called this morning.
Next call.
One more call. We'll retire this challenge from Louise Allen. That's for $500. We need it right now at 217-244-9455. 49 calls in. One more call. We'll hit that 50 mark, Dave.
That means if you call right now with your $40 pledge, it's worth $540. And if you're an agricultural listener, that one phone call is worth $550 for your $40 pledge right now at 217-244-9455. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. Let's not leave $540 there on the table. Let's go ahead and pick that up right now at 217-244-9455.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.